The charred wreckage of the bus makes clear how intense the fire must have been. The vehicle crashed and burned on a Bulgarian highway in the middle of the night. It was taking mostly North Macedonian tourists back home after a weekend trip to Istanbul. But it's not yet known why so few people made it off alive, or what caused this disaster in the first place. This damage suggests the bus hit a barrier before carrying on to crash into the central reservation. Bulgaria's interior minister said he was deeply shocked by what he'd seen.
Not everyone can stand such a picture. The picture is terrifying. The details of this tragedy will be investigated.
North Macedonia's foreign minister visited survivors in hospital in Bulgaria's capital, Sofia.
I'm here in the hospital to get more information. What we know is that a horrible tragedy has happened here in Bulgaria, with the bus that carried North Macedonian nationals who were travelling from Istanbul to Skopje. There were over 53 passengers in the bus. Dozens of them are children. Over 40 were killed. Some of the wounded were transferred here. But let me first see the situation and I'll be back later with more.
Police in North Macedonia have begun an investigation into Bezatrans, the bus and travel company. This man came to its shuttered office in North Macedonia's capital Skopje looking for news of his nephew.
I saw information about the crash at 6 a.m. this morning. I saw it on the internet, and as my nephew was in Turkey, I started searching on the internet. I called Bezatrans for the number for 3-4 hours, and we do not have any information for them, nor are they answering their phone.
And the investigation continues by daylight on the Struma Highway into the worst bus crash in Bulgarian history. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera.